Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume, improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supercut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials.
Elevate your dining experience with Rack Porcelain USA. As the exclusive tableware brand for the Walk and Talk podcast, Rack combines exceptional craftsmanship with innovative design. Whether you're a chef, a restaurant owner, or a food enthusiast, Rack's high-quality porcelain products will enhance every meal. Discover the artistry of food presentation and make every dining occasion special. Visit RackPorcelain.com today and see how Rack can transform your table. Chefs and food buyers, let me tell you about a product that will generate new excitement on your menu. Fully cooked, pasture-raised, all-natural Australian lamb from Aussie Select. Their award-winning, handcrafted, innovative products are blended with the finest spices and amazing flavors. Options include agave rosemary, tikka masala, lamb pastrami, and lamb prime rib roast. Available sliced or whole with a long shelf life too. Find out more at AussieSelect.com.
Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume. Improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supercut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials.
All right, this is the Walk and Talk podcast, and I am Carl Fiodini, your host. We are at the World Food Championships in Dallas, Texas, and it is busy. I love this. It's our first time here. I got to be a master judge on, I don't know, bacon, like of all things, bacon, right? Seafood, the juniors competition. So far, I'm having a blast, all right? Now, what I also enjoy doing is this. Now, we're doing an interview, right? We got cameras everywhere. We're having a great time. I have Tommy and Aaron from Diversified Foods. This is a dairy company, full line dairy. They have a special, very interesting product that we're going to get into that I am very interested in. Tommy, Aaron, thanks for being with us at this awesome event. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having us here today. We're here showing our shelf-stable dairy products, and all the chefs here in the center are using it in all their food products.
I saw you did a nice donation for everybody to use the product, and we thank you for that as well.
Yes, we're the only dairy showing here today.
That's excellent. So, all right, so your value proposition.
Well, we're one of the few shelf-stable dairies in the United States. All over the world, shelf-stable dairy is very popular, and it's now getting to the United States. About 20 years ago, one of our founders was at a food conference in Puerto Rico and saw a shelf-stable dairy there and brought it back here to the States and started building his company 20-some-odd years ago. And in today's world, shelf-stable dairy is one of the more fastest-growing dairy categories.
What's your shelf life on here?
On our traditional dairy, like whole milk, 2%, 1%, is 12 months unrefrigerated.
12 months?
On our cream items, like whipping cream, half and half, it's 9 months, all unopened. Once it's open, then it's traditional dairy, 14, 15 days refrigerated.
Chef Jefferson.
Yes.
How does that appeal to a cat like you?
You have no idea.
Who's a chefy chef? What's up?
So let's put it this way. When I used to work for a broadliner, we covered a footprint in Key West. And one of the most vital real estates a restaurant has is not their kitchen, let me tell you that much. And their cooler space is really tight.
Yep.
This frees me up to have another set of whatever I need in my kitchen cooler. That's number one. Number two, we have a thing called hurricanes every once in a while that come around Florida. Guess what? I don't have to worry about when it goes out if I'm using shelf-stable dairy.
I'm going to throw something out there, and this is not food service related, but you know, I've got young children.
There's no one.
You know, I've got an 8-year-old and a 5-year-old. Obviously, I'm an old guy. I started late. We're going to take. So this product for me to have at home would be phenomenal. It's just a peace of mind sort of a product. Just for giggles, are you doing retail as well?
We are doing some retail, but we also have our branded partners that we do retail with, which is Borden Dairy, Prairie Farms, and Dairy Pure. Other than our Marcel's, what we lead with our Marcel's brand. Speaking of young children, we just recently came out with a cap. We have a half pint as well, other than our quarts, where you do a screw top on for children to drink like a sippy cup.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah, that's, man. No mess, man.
Seriously, no mess. Exactly.
That's okay. Awesome.
Chocolate milk?
We also have chocolate milk.
There we go.
So, like, you're my new best friend.
That's for him, not his kids.
Yeah,
Tommy.
There you go.
You know right now.
Stop it. It is for me. All right, so why don't you, before we get further, where can your average chef, where can chefs, kitchen personnel, purchasing directors, whatnot, where do they find your product?
Okay. All restaurant chains or chefs, whatever, they usually go through a broadliner like a Sysco US Foods, and that's where you can find our products.
Okay, so are you, and you're in multiple brand, multiple distribution houses, right?
That's exactly. We're shipped nationwide.
Where's your warehouse? Where are you from?
Our company is based out of New Orleans, but we have three productive plants, one in Utah, one in West Virginia, and one in upstate New York. I'm about to open another one up in the Midwest of the United States. But we ship all over the United States from all the different broadliners.
Are you in Florida yet or no?
Yes, we're in Sysco locations down in Florida.
Perfect.
Now, do you private label, private pack too as well?
We have our branded license partners, which is Borden Dairy, Perry.
You did say, yeah. You're not packing or co-packing for like U.S. Foods, Sysco, or any of them?
We're in that conversation right now.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I love the whole white label concept.
It's very minimalistic on the, like when you look at the label here, and especially the half and half, I love how it's kind of like the different shades of coffee on that. That was brilliant for marketing.
Yes.
Is that what you were going for, or am I mapping it myself?
No, you're exactly right. That's what we were going for.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're right. You went over. Yeah, there you go.
here we go. I don't know. Can you see that?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah, you
holiday
definitely.
Holiday
eggnog. No, holiday nog.
It's a holiday nog.
Why is it called nog? Yeah.
It's an eggless nog. It's eggless nog. Exactly right.
Look at Carl's face. Blown.
Yeah. So, all right, wait. Here's what I'm getting at. Are we going to be able to crack one of these? Not necessarily this moment. Are we cracking one of these open?
By the way, these are all going home.
If you'd like to crack one open, you're more than welcome.
I've never had eggnog before, Carl.
It's coming. All this is going home to us. They already told me.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Crack away, buddy. Crack away.
I'm not going to do that. Because listen,
we need to get the curveball burpee. I know.
We are
go
there.
Get some cinnamon from Fiesta Plus. I know what we're doing tonight.
Yeah. Exactly.
There you go.
We're from Florida.
Okay.
And, Jeff has been in the business
a long time.
Okay. I've been in the business about 30 years. Okay. He's older than I am, of course. our relationships, the audience that we cater to the most, one, are foodies, right? Obviously, if you're into food, you're into us.
Right.
But really, it's chefs and people in the kitchen. People who are part of the purchasing process, follow us. The relationships that I've been very blessed to kind of have established over the last 25 years are in the thousands across the state of Florida. And that was what I did. I was director of sales, been in sales for a long time. Sales teams, sales, chefs, across the state. This is what I love to do. So communicating with these people right here, that guy and his ilk, is what we enjoy doing.
Right.
So we're gonna mess around with the product, and I hope, because I'm excited about it.
Wait, they didn't have two other products here. They have flavored creamers. They have a hazelnut. And not a butterscotch. I forgot the other one now.
The hazelnut, and it's just a regular.
Oh, regular.
And we also have almond milk. Yeah. And one thing we're introducing here in several weeks will be the only shelf-stable buttermilk in the United States.
Buttermilk.
Yes, buttermilk.
Yeah. Wait, and also I want you to point out, you didn't see this. The one over from the Holiday Nog, it's the black and white. Yeah, look at that.
It's the heavy whipping cream.
Heavy whipping cream, shelf stable, 36%.
Wow.
Hello.
Yes.
So you're doing like, so
this is all shelf stable, bro.
Nog. All right. So what about liquid egg?
No.
On the Holiday Nog, it's eggless.
Eggless, but right. How? Is there right? How
we have formulators who come in and they formulate these different products for us, and they'll take like the regular eggnog, and they'll turn around and they'll formulate will and match to it.
But that, just to clarify, is eggless but not plant based. That has got cream in there, milk, the solid.
Right, that's okay. Exactly right.
Just so want to make sure we separate.
Right.
I don't want to get an email saying, hey, I heard that guy.
Right. We got him. We got him.
And the reason we came up with that is we had a large coffee chain came to us and they were doing eggnog for the holidays. And they said, or a lot of our customers were asking, do you have an eggless nog? And we came up, we developed one, and there you go.
They came to you?
Yes.
I mean, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I didn't realize there was that many people out there that, hello, it's called eggnog.
Right.
Egg is being nog.
I'm really excited.
I need to dissect that.
And you wouldn't believe how many people come to us and say, we're glad it's eggless.
Really?
Right. Right, and when you try the product, it tastes just like a traditional eggnog, but it's eggless.
I am so excited,
Aaron. Aaron, So your role is what?
Yeah, so this is my first World Food Championship that I've ever attended. I'm actually a reporter and analyst for finance and a TV show host. So this has been a very fun experience for me. But what I actually enjoyed doing was walking around and seeing all of the chefs that were utilizing our product. So I found a team that was actually competing in the seafood division, and they were using the whipping cream. And I was able to do a live interview while he was cooking with it and saw what his product looked like afterwards. And I thought that was really cool. So seeing everyone taste it has been really enjoyable. And then, I mean, the marketing is stunning. So if we had all 8 or 9 of our cartons up here, you would see the different colors that we use. And
I'm looking over to my right. There's like green and gray, or like a light brown. And there's a beautiful blue, and then there's a deep blue.
Do you know if there's going to be other competitions this week that your product will be used? Or?
Well, during the whole competition itself, these products are sitting on the kitchen, on the tables.
So anybody using chef. That?
Yes, we're putting them out up every day.
So we don't know who's using it, though. That's
right.
Well, here's the thing.
When I was just judging the seafood competition, that's where I was introduced to, I was made aware of the product. And but I didn't really pay attention to it because, you know, in the judging process. Going forward, if I see this product back there for the chefs to use, I'm going to kind of get into it a little bit. Because I do want to hear some of some real-time analysis of kind of what it is and how it's working. Right. Because see, I am an equipment geek, but I'm also a food geek. So I very much am intrigued by all of this. What can you do? I mean, I know that. How are you going to feed me with this? Is what I want to know.
Pooch and I will be doing some stuff later. Either if it's going to be tonight or going to be tomorrow. But
is there buttermilk here?
No, they don't have that. It's coming out.
It's coming out. It's coming out in a few weeks.
Yeah, you were thinking the lamb.
I was already. Yeah, man.
I got you, bro. I got you.
So I will tell you. We also have our own booth here at the show, And a lot of the chefs have come by said, oh my gosh, we forgot our dairy products.
Oh wow.
And ours has been sitting on the table, and so they've been using it, and they've been coming up to us saying, this is an unbelievable product.
Oh, man, you know what? We forgot to mention, I apologize. We talked about it in the green room, which is right next to me. You can take your product and go outside the refrigerator, then back into the refrigerator, outside the refrigerator.
That's right.
As long as it's not open.
That's right.
You can, I love the fact that somebody leaves it out, oops, and it's...
Well, when you say leave it out, it was unopened to begin with.
Correct.
Right.
Let's say your delivery driver left that out and you come in, don't freak out because it was supposed to be in the refrigerator and it's cold. You're not going to have that happen.
So you can keep it dry storage, or it's recommended for...
We recommend you... when our distributors deliver it to your restaurants, they'll drive it on dry trucks or refrigerated trucks. And then when it gets to the restaurant, they'll store them either or. But once you pop the top and open it, then it's because like traditional dairy, which has like a 15-day shelf life.
Sure.
But prior to refrigerating, and it's up to a year, 9 months to a year, depending on the
item. That's why I wanted to reiterate. Because, like, you know, you get a U.S. Foods or Sysco or GFS, they're shipping it on a refrigerated truck. When it comes in, you're going to be all, oh my God, I got to put it in the refrigerator. No, you don't need
to.
You can go in the storage.
Exactly.
As long as it's not, again, not open.
Right. The original seal.
Yeah, if you're buying in retail, you don't have to rush home to put it in the fridge. You have that luxury. Exactly.
Or if you forget it.
I would love a list of retail applications, if there's any out there. We can talk off the air.
You mean markets that they sell to? Or like what retail, what they could do with this?
Both. I mean,
I can tell you what you can do with it.
My brain is
anything you want.
Huh?
Anything you want.
Right. It's dairy. It's like traditional dairy, but it's shelf stable.
Yeah. Right. And it should have all the properties when you're using something, let's say you're using heavy whipping cream, you should be able to have it whip up into a whipped cream. Right. I saw you have some stuff in there that would help that out, but still, it's the same purpose that you're going to just substitute that 20 or 12. And by the way, how is it packed? That's a great question.
On our quarts, are there 12 to a case?
All right, so same style if I was going to get 12 quarts of heavy whipping cream, but I don't have to have it in my cooler.
That's right.
I can put it on my shelf.
That's right.
Or on the floor, six inches above the...
Right. And the difference between shelf-stable and traditional dairy is we pasteurize ours at a higher temperature than a traditional dairy. We kill all the bacteria out of it basically by doing it at a higher temperature. The traditional dairy, they do not. That's why it goes bad in 15, 16 days.
Now, since you're saying that's a higher temperature, can you use this in baking applications
actually, you can use it in all kinds of baking applications.
Awesome.
They're cooking here with the whipping cream. With the desserts or the pasta dishes, they're cooking with it.
And then on the
buttermilk, same thing. You can make your dressings, ranch dressings, your biscuits, pancakes, whatever it is.
Awesome.
All right. I think that they're going to get real loud here in a second. I just want to say thank you, Tom and Aaron, for hanging out with us and kind of, you know, opening the door to this. Tell me, how should people look for this? Should they go through their sales rep for Sysco U.S. Food, or go to your website?
You can go to our website, www.diversefoods.com, and there's also a QR code there, and there's all kinds of information.
Perfect. And you, young lady, how do we find your content?
Yeah, my name's Erin Gambrell, but my TV show name and handles on socials are The Blonde Broker.
So that's your street name, is what you're
saying?
That's
it, Blonde Broker.
Okay, perfect.
But now I'm going to broker Nary, so.
Oh my goodness, I love it.
There we go.
Okay. Thank you very much for being on the program.
Thank you.
Jefferson, we are out.
Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple. Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing, deliver healthy taste options to clientele, and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com.
Get ready to innovate and organize your workspace with Metro. As the industry leader in storage and productivity solutions, Metro is here to transform and organize your kitchen. With their premium solutions, you'll experience the Metro difference. Metro's sturdy and versatile shelving units, workstations, holding cabinets, and utility carts are designed to streamline operations and maximize your productivity. Don't settle for imitators. Metro products last longer and offer unparalleled quality and durability. Plus, many customization options ensure that your workspace is tailored to your unique needs. Visit their website or contact them today to start designing your perfect space. Metro Shelving, your partner in organization and efficiency.
Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple. Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing, deliver healthy taste options to clientele, and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com.